Onto the church. Just before I got up here tonight, the Lord said that everyone that desired to hear from Him would hear from Him tonight. How many of you came to hear from God tonight? I'm going to give you another opportunity. How many of you come to hear from God? You know, this has been quite an unusual services. God has spoken to us. And a few weeks ago, God told me, said, I don't want you to send out any notices. I'll bring the people. And God has absolutely astounded me. Because before the first service, all the rooms was full. Amen. Folks in the motel. Well, then last night He astounded us again. The whole budget of this meeting was met last night.
Hallelujah.
I started to dismiss this morning, and the Lord said, receive an offering. Some won't be here tonight. So we received a mission offering this morning.
Hallelujah.
That mission offering was over $1,200.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And we have tonight, tomorrow night.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it's just no way of telling what God is going to do. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Then this morning we had a fantastic service. I mean, to me it was. It might not have been to you that was hearing it. When a prophet pulls your hair out, punches you out, That's not such a pleasant word. And yet that's exactly what Nehemiah did. Hallelujah. I wonder if that isn't the kind of prophets we need today. If you don't hear, get punched out. Oh, glory to God. And I sense in my spirit there is a number of people in this audience tonight that needs a real further word from God. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, the Bible says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Yes, yes.
Now, you have the testimony of Jesus, and that gives you the spirit to prophesy.
Right. Oh, yes.
Well, somebody said, but I don't know what to say. You're not supposed to.
Come on now.
You're not supposed to. Oh, glory to God. You are to allow Him. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
And if He can speak through a jackass and a rooster, He can speak through you. You're not that dumb.
Okay, now.
Amen.
Oh, glory. How many of you know He did that?
That's true.
Huh?
That's true.
Come on. Well, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So I want you to arm yourself tonight.
Yes.
And I say arm yourself. I mean, prepare your heart to hear from God.
Yes, sir.
This is going to be one of the most unusual services you've ever been in.
Hallelujah.
Glory to His name.
Well, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hambanditi lamoko. Well, glory to God. Just remain standing now.
Hallelujah.
Brother Greg, come up here a minute. This young man, the word of knowledge works in his life. God is perfecting it. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, Brother Simmons, you come up here. The Lord uses Brother Simmons' prophetic utterance. You get on this other side of me. I'm giving some direction by the Spirit now. Well, glory.
Hallelujah.
I want these two brethren with me to cast their eyes upon this congregation. I want you to look and look carefully. Hallelujah. Start looking carefully over this direction. And we're going to come together then. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we're not putting nobody on the spot.
No.
We're just giving God an opportunity.
Amen.
To show us spiritual needs.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Well, hallelujah. Do you see any needs, my brother?
Amen. This beautiful girl right there.
Heather.
Heather.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
As Apostle McCurry said, come up here, and I saw some words. And those words are sitting on each one of your shoulders.
Oh,
sometimes they whisper inside your ears. It's not the devil. It's just words.
Hey.
Was it a friend? Friends? Well, you don't have to say yeah. If it's not, you judge it. You judge it.
A friend said words?
That have hurt you?
Hey, man.
Or you don't know? Have family members? Okay, there we go. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Heather right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, my God.
These words break in the name of
Jesus.
And I just wipe them off your shoulder right,
right
now in the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Wipe these words off in
Amen.
The name of Jesus. And they have no effect. No effect. And you're going to have to forgive right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Are you willing to forgive?
Amen.
Praise God. Just forgive who it is right now in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you for forgiveness in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And now the Lord has something for you. Heather, you're a beautiful woman. You're a beautiful woman. And you're growing. I see you as just a beautiful tree that's sprouting up. And there's times that you're hard on yourself. There's times that you're self-condemning. And those words are going to stop because you're a kingdom girl. You're a spiritual woman. And then you're going to start seeing yourself the way that God sees you. You're a beautiful princess. And God's called you by name. And I watched you serve today. I watched you serve.
Hallelujah.
And you have a servant's heart. Hallelujah. I see an Esther. Hallelujah.
Yes. Woo!
Yes. And Lord's going to bless you. Lord's going to bless you. And I want you to not listen to peer pressure, but I want you to listen to the pressure of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Saying that you're a woman called by name. That He's foreordained you and known you. And you're in the right place at the right time.
Yes.
And despise not your youth. And I would tell the people in this place, don't despise youth. I see a servant's heart, and he lifts them up high when it's his time. And it's going to be soon. There's people that need you, and there's your friends that need you. Do they come to you for counseling sometimes? And see, there's an exhorting spirit. In fact, one of the troubles that you're going to have, having a gift of mercy, is you're always going for the down and out person, right? The people that need to be touched at school. Do you do that? I'm not just saying, okay, I see by your smile, it's true. Listen, you are going to marry a man of God. And don't you feel sorry for guys. It's okay to have a gift of mercy. It's okay to exhort them. But I want you to stand strong for a man of God. Because listen, if you marry somebody that you're trying to minister to, you can't minister to too many people. They become your ministry and your project. But God's got you a helpmate.
Hallelujah.
And two can put 10,000 a flight, and you can help a lot more people if you've got a man of God. So watch your heart and protect it. Even though you're young right now, you remember this word. You know what I'm talking about? Remember this word. And though you feel sorry for a young man, you feel sorry for a young boy, and you want to help him out, don't fall in love with him. Stay in love with Jesus, because God's got you a mighty, mighty man. Amen? You believe that?
Amen.
Praise God. Jesus hug.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, God. Did you see somebody here? Several.
But in particular, Sammy.
Sammy.
And his family.
And his family.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise your name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Praise your name. All right, thank God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Man of God, know this. Thine life is not in vain.
Amen.
Daughter, know that the rough road shall begin to come smooth. Know that the processing of the Lord hath been upon thy life.
Yes.
And the hour of the breaking from that processing and the glory coming of the Christ that is within thee is about to stand up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And daughter and son, fret no more about thy finances.
Amen.
For this night, the ladder of heaven has been set and the angels have started down.
Oh, and amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
It shall come in a way that you've never dreamed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And the strain physically, daughter, thou shalt find health coming to thy body now in Jesus' name.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
The affliction is gone.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
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 And as thou hast ran, and as thou hast ran, so hast thou turned and came again. Weigh thine heart close, daughter, for thy God hath a work for thee that only can be done when thou hast chosen the right mate and the right path. Those that thou hast looked at, daughter, are not mine. Thou hast not yet laid thine eyes upon the one I have set for thee. But I shall cause him to come at a time when thou thinkest not. And when he doth come, it shall be one with an anointing. And there shall be a coupling of a ministry that shall not be limited to four walls or one country. Set thine heart this night, wonder no more, nor look again, for I have looked for thee,
and let thine heart rest in peace. For thou hast no choice in this. For I made that choice for thee Hallelujah. Before thou wast born.
Hallelujah.
And no, I yes. will not let thee go. Hallelujah. And thou art told this night, and this is the easy road to come. For I will bring thee, saith the Lord, and know this. Son, let peace settle right now within thee.
Hallelujah.
The rambunctiousness and the uneasiness that has been there needs to settle, and thy God settle this night.
Hallelujah.
For he has set thee for this hour.
Hallelujah.
And the processing that has been going on has brought the Christ forth. And thou shalt walk with thy mate, and she shall know that she is not left out, but she
Hallelujah.
Shall begin to see the things of the Lord
Hallelujah.
Just like you.
Hallelujah.
And the word
yes.
shall become real, daughter, and the revelation of the Lord shall change thee
yes.
from
Hallelujah.
Being the timid person thou art
Hallelujah.
To a rejoicing, praising
Hallelujah.
Saint of the Lord
Hallelujah.
Behind thy husband.
Yes.
And when thou dost, everybody will know this has been thy God,
yeah,
saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And daughter, thou art to sign no papers, because the enemy would try to cheat you out of your rightful position.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, sign no papers
Hallelujah.
Until you read what you desire,
yes.
and then you can sign,
yes.
because I will take care
Amen.
Of all that follow, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Lord, Hallelujah. Lord, we seal this word.
Hallelujah.
We seal this word.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Glory.
Did you see someone else?
I see this man right here.
Who?
This man right here.
Yes,
right sir. There. Hallelujah. What's your name?
Dennis.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All that's a warrior that's been wounded by religion, other churches. Do you go to this church?
No.
You don't? Okay.
No.
Hallelujah. I'm just going to pray over you and stir up the gifts that's inside
yes.
of you. I tell you that you're a mighty man of God, and I'm not going to speak to you right now. I'm going to speak to your soul. I'm going to speak to your spirit.
Yes.
I'm going to tell it to rise up by the power and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you are a man of destiny. You're a man of
yes.
strength. And he's made you just the way you are. And quit trying to change things and trying to fit other directions and other people's ideals. It's what God says. And he's called you by spirit to be who you are, to reach a generation that needs to be reached and the people that need to be reached. Don't try and change. Be who you are in the name of Jesus. And I speak healing over you from the past. And I just take religion off of your shoulders too, and tradition.
Hallelujah.
And things that have wounded you and hurt you, and men of God that have let you down. But God himself has never let you down. And he's always been around you. He's never forsaken you. And I just call you out in the name of Jesus as a warrior, a soldier that stands strong. And I stir up those gifts that are already inside of you. And I tell you, don't look to the right or the left, but look straight ahead to where you already know to go. The decisions have already been made. And is there a decision you're facing right now?
Yes.
Decision you're facing right now. I'm just going to tell you this by the Spirit. It's, and this is simple. Peace. 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 Confusion is of the enemy. You'll be led by perfect peace, and you know what to do. And even if it's tough, as long as the peace is there, That's the way to go. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
God,
I pray for
Dennis
right now. And Lord, I thank you for this man of God. And as he stands on the threshold, I thank you that you give him the wisdom and the ability and the discernment to walk through what he's supposed to do. And Lord, you lock every door that's not supposed to be opened right now. Even if he throws himself against him, because I can tell he's hard-headed, Lord, but it's for a reason. I can tell he's strong, but it's for a reason. He's stubborn, but it's for a reason. He's a Peter. He's a Paul. He's somebody who's going to knock through the doors that need to be knocked through. So Lord, I thank you that you chain them shut, because Lord, he doesn't want to make any more mistakes. But I thank you that you open wide the door he's supposed to go through and give him the discernment and the wisdom and the knowledge and the strength to walk through into what you've called him to. I thank you for this soldier. I thank you for this wounded warrior is healed in the name of Jesus. Healed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Make a quick decision and stick with it.
Right.
Never doubt in the dark what you've learned in the light.
Oh, glory.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Mark. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, see, God.
Sing your heart open to hear God say to you, speak to you tonight.
Yes.
Wide open. Son, know that thy ways are going to change. Know that the easy, comfortable road is going to get rocky now. Know that I'm about to set thee into the ministry that I've called thee to. And know that all of thy comfort zones shall be destroyed. For thou shalt find that faith will have to be the source of thy strength from now on. For I will no longer allow thee to come one meeting after another and stay the same.
Hallelujah.
But when thou dost come back next time, there shall be a new man, a new Christ that has arisen with a real anointing and with a real understanding of a word. And I shall put thee betwixt and between hard places, between a rock and a hard place, and thou shalt see the Christ come out of thee, and others shall see the Christ, and those that you wanted to touch shall be touched, because I have touched thee this night and set thy feet on a new path in this hour, saith the Lord. Fret not, for all shall follow. I have it all settled, saith the Lord. And when I bring thee suddenly to a different place, for surely I shall even change, oh hallelujah, I shall even change thy livelihood, saith the Lord.
Oh, my.
Oh, shikomamahata, prepare thyself to lay down all thy preconceived ideas of where thou art going. For this night I begin a new road. For I have called thee to the young. I have called thee to minister to those that others cannot minister to, and reach those that others cannot reach. And I set thee, thou canst wait no more. It is the hour, and thou must begin to run as I give thee the release this night, saith the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do you see anyone?
Hallelujah. Do you have one? just Tim. Brother Tim. Hallelujah. Man! I love you. I saw, and we judge everything here. Listen, we're not put on the spot. We judge everything.
We just judge everything.
Amen. Amen. I will tell you this, what I've seen. You can't, and this is even for the whole church, you can't explain how we feel about this man and this anointing. Some people take it for granted. I call him apostle because that's what I want from him. I've never called him anything else. Maybe some of us are maybe a little too familiar. But I'll tell you what, you get what you want.
Amen.
But I see a double portion.
How tired.
You've been through some trials. You've been through some situations that are just poverty situations. And I'm just telling you, I can just look through that, and as somebody on the outside, I can see that. I can see you playing in front of young kids right now, and a couple getting saved, and I can see long road trips. I can see the van broken down on the side of the road. I can see times where you're pulling change out of the ashtray to put gas in the vehicle. But I see a beautiful life and a beautiful family and a beautiful baby on the way. And the double portion that is given to you will be passed down to both of your children.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I just want to say, I don't see any road. I see a highway. And I'm telling you right now, it's always going to be like this. There's a reason. Every time we're working and sweat's pouring on your face, and you're win. But he's preparing you for something that most people couldn't go to. All these guys coming out of Bible school, I'm telling you, they just don't have anything to say. They just don't have anything to say. It's like guitar students coming out of guitar school, and they go to New Orleans to play the blues, and they say, get out of here till you've been through something. Then you come back and play. Well, you know what? Nobody's going to turn you away because you've been through something. You've been through hell and back. But and you know what? You're not scarred. You got the most tender heart. And I just want to tell you that it's an honor to know you. It's an honor to be around you. And I'm all I can sense, and I really believe this, I wouldn't say it, all I can sense is joy and prosperity. And I see that road that was just rocky. I see it's a smooth highway right now. And I see people coming to you from the north, the south, the east, and west, and blessing you and handing you finances. And what you think has been your source, through your work, and you've been faithful, that's no longer going to be your source. You're uncommon, and you have uncommon favor. Absolutely. And you know this is from God. It's time. And you've been weary at different times, but you've never stopped. And God is pleased. But the time's coming to put you where you need to be. There is no doubt that you're out of the loins of this great man. An apostle. You too are going to be an apostle. Apostle of love, apostle of mercy, apostle of... You understand it in a way that most people don't understand it. You were born into it. You caught it. You were born into it. And you understand things that nobody else can see. You see things that nobody else can see. But because of your heart, you're going to be able to teach them in such a grateful way, in such a merciful way. In Jesus' name. And now let's just pray for them. Stretch your hands this way. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I speak blessing over you like you've never known before in the name of Jesus. In fact, even before you leave here, you're going to be blessed through the hands of men because the anointing that's on you, and you give spiritual things, you're going to get back natural things, abundance in the name of Jesus. And I see a window opening above your head right now, pouring out a blessing that you cannot contain. And I see favor all around God and with men. In the name of Jesus. Now, shield of faith, quench every fiery dart from the evil. And the poverty that's tried to come against you, even the Lord has allowed it to it is broken in the name of Jesus. I see it broken and falling off in the name of Jesus. Yep. I want you to think bigger. I want you to talk bigger. I want you to expand your tents. Now, I want you to take up the stakes and pull them out in the name of Jesus. There's a home waiting on you, a nice home. I believe it's in America, but it's a beautiful home in the name of Jesus, and a beautiful car for you and your wife each to drive. God wants you to have faithful, healthy. You've sought first the kingdom. You've sought first the spiritual things. Now the natural things will manifest because you have been faithful in the small things. You're going to be ruler over many. And Lord, we just, as we stretch our hands,
we thank you
for those talents right now. The talents being expanded. His vocals being expanded. A song of the Lord that's being birthed right here in the name of Jesus. A song that crosses every generation. A song that crosses every gender and culture, every race. A song that blesses your heart, Lord, that you will stand up as you did for Stephen. You'll stand up off your throne and you'll look down. And I thank you right now that Tim has caught your ear.
Amen.
And I thank you for his wife being safe right now as we're just stretching our hands towards you. We send the word that she is safe, that baby is safe. He comes on time, and I thank you. I thank you for it.
I thank you for easy labor, a quick birth, and health. And I thank you for his faithfulness. I thank you this trip back will be less than half the time coming here.
Right.
In Jesus' name. Translated in Jesus' name, pray.
I think just so we can understand, saw the conference room of heaven drop down behind you while he was talking to you. The council of heaven came low tonight because they found one that wanted the real desire of God. And they said, let's go help. Expect nothing but change. I mean drastic changes which are for the good.
Amen.
Drastic changes for the good. Expect nothing else. For heaven came low to help tonight. And things are going to be different from here on.
Amen.
Yep.
Right.
Woo!
You know, when Brother Green...
Faith without works is dead. Been saving this $100 for a special occasion. That's the start of your prosperity.
Come on, I love
you. Since Greg started this off, anybody else want to... help
Amen.
Him
Come
in
on.
His prosperity.
Come
just come right on.
Let this guy stand right here. Amen. Whoever feels led, come bring him right here. Hallelujah. This is the beginning. Hallelujah.
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 Glory
to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, there's more people. Come on, let's go. Hallelujah.
100.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh,
hallelujah.
Well, glory!
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
I don't know whether your hand is big enough or not.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, get a pop.
Praise God.
Oh,
praise God.
Hallelujah.
Come on, saints. Put legs to your prayers.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, darling. Oh, glory to God. Unusual.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
You want to count it?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, let him count it. Go ahead and count it.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
You want to say something? And I guess you better all stand for a word from God.
Amen. And yea, my people, as thou hast seen with thine own eyes, for some of you thou hast said in thine heart, the word of the Lord delayeth its coming. But thou shalt surely see after tonight, and even tonight, that the reaper shall overtake the sower. Yes. If thou would hearken to my voice, thou shalt surely see and eat the good of the land.
Hallelujah.
Open up thine heart for an enlargement. Settle not for less any longer. But open thine heart up for an enlargement. For am I not the God of all possibility?
Yes, Lord.
And those that have hung thine heart on the willow tree tonight, I command thee to take it back off.
Yes!
And to rejoice and to know that thy God does live. And thy God will help thee. And thy God will save thee. For I have seen the affliction of my people. And the time of my people's life. The time of my... And thou shalt see and know of a surety that that... shall come to pass. The words that I have spoken to thee in times past, look them over again and begin to see that I shall fulfill that which I have spoken to thee, saith thy God.
We open it to anyone that has a word now.
Hallelujah.
Don't hesitate. If God speaks, you speak.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Daughter, no.
That the Lord doth say this night, rest.
Hallelujah.
Thou dost not have to prove a thing.
Yes.
Glory.
Thou dost not have to be any different than what thou art.
Hallelujah.
For I have chosen thee, and I am well pleased. Therefore thou needest to make no drastic changes thyself.
Yes,
for surely the Lord hath placed thee here at this time. And know that an understanding shall come to thee that thou hast cried for in the night hours. I hear you talking to the Lord, and I hear you talking to yourself and saying, I don't know enough, and I really need to understand more. But daughter, it's coming. It's coming. And thou shalt reap the blessings of the Lord in the spirit realm, like thou hast desired for years to do. For I have caused it to be so, and I will cause thee to see with the eyes of a spiritual being, and this word shall cause thee to weep when thou dost read it. And when thou begins in this coming week to read the word, it shall stir thy heart, and tears shall run down thy
down thy cheek. And thou shalt know that the Lord has visited this night with thee. And thou dost not need to think twice about being right. For I have made this thy life and thy lot, and thou had no choice in it, saith the Lord. Praise the Lord!
Now, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The couple.
Jesus. Bless them, Lord.
Y'all, husband and wife.
Yes.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
She's come on hot time. The only thing I know is you're somewhere in town.
That's right.
I think that's what he told me. I don't know. I guess this is the first time I've seen you. Prepare thyself, saith the Lord, for thou hast not even begun a ministry. For I have placed thee, and I shall turn even thy ministry to what thou hast not even dreamed of at this time, saith the Lord. And know, daughter, that as thou dost fret over much, that fretting shall go. For the Lord thy God is thy peace this night and thy shield. And as the peace comes in, the physical shall also straighten up, saith the Lord. And thou shalt find a wholeness come into thy body that has not been there for quite some
time.
And the thing that thou thought might destroy thee has been a lie from hell, and it will not destroy. She come my heart.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And revelation shall come unto thee, for thou hast submitted thyself to a place where revelation is. And change after change after change shall come thy way, until one day thou shalt say, I don't know no more. Then God shall do the great work in thee. Saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
While we're still standing, while the Spirit's still moving,
hallelujah.
I need $370 for this offering tonight. We were going to share the mission offering with them, so this is right in line.
Amen.
So I need $370 more dollars.
Hallelujah.
Well, glory.
I got 50.
You got 50? Well, here's another 100.
Hallelujah.
250 already.
270.
300. 310. 320. That's
370. 470. Praise the Lord. About 510 right here. I don't know what you're writing in the camera.
Yeah, glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. God gets in something.
Amen. That's right.
It just explodes.
Amen. About 520.
520 there, and we just needed 370.
Let me go
count it. Go count it again. Give me a slip. But that's over $2,000. In the offering for Tim tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You need to understand that this is God. This is God. Brother Greg mentioned something when he was praying over Tim, said, that was born in the kingdom. The Bible says that the record will let the record read, this one was born in Zion.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This one was born in Zion.
Hallelujah.
Now, when you begin to realize what Zion really is, hallelujah. 102nd Psalm says, verse 13, that it's time for thee, O Lord, to remember Zion.
Yes.
God's bringing a generation into Zion.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Jerusalem will no longer satisfy.
Glory, glory.
What did Jerusalem mean? Jerusalem represents the church, which is a lower ebb in the spirit than Zion.
That's right, amen.
Well, hallelujah.
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 And we need to realize, oh glory, the highest peak in Jerusalem is Zion, the highest mountain in the mountain area of Jerusalem is Mount Zion.
Glory.
Well, glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
You see, the Bible says that God gave the law on Mount Sinai. Then on Mount Calvary, he annulled it. And then on Mount Zion, he's opening up the gates of heaven.
Amen.
And whosoever will, let him come.
Hallelujah.
Well, glory to God. Glory to God. How about jumping up and down? God's doing something.
Amen.
21:15.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
21:57. Hey! Hallelujah. You may be seated. Okay.
Some years ago, on a New Year's service, the Lord spoke to this sister.
Yeah.
I don't know how many years ago, but it was a New Year's service, and said that sorrow would no longer be thy portion.
Praise the Lord.
But joy and happiness. He reminded me of what was spoken to her that
Amen.
Night.
Amen.
And this is just a beginning.
Did you see someone else, Brother Benny?
Hallelujah.
Did you see someone else?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, my son, that it will be different next trip.
Oh, glory.
For I have chosen thee for more than thou hast ever seen.
Hallelujah.
No one has ever spoken unto thine heart, even not I, the great things that shall happen, saith the Lord. But know, as thine heart has been set, and as thou hast thought in thine own heart this night, as thou stood here and wondered, God, do you have anything more or any encouragement for me? And the Lord said to this, his servant, go tell my son that I will be his encouragement from this day on. For surely the angel of the Lord shall come and visit with thee shortly.
Hey!
and thou shalt know that thy fate in the Lord has been sealed from before the day that thou wast born. And fret thou not about an anointing or about a greater understanding of the Word. For by my Spirit thou shalt begin to function in a way that is strange even unto thee. And I shall cause those, as thou dost go, to look upon thee and see something they have never seen, and it's going to be I standing in a foreign country expressing myself through thee. And know, my son, that thy lot is for those not of this land, but of another. So let me plan thy life, and let me make all the arrangements. That's for right. Thou dost not need to raise finances. No. For I have chosen this, and that is my responsibility, saith the Lord. And I never sent no one but what I supplied their need. It shall come in a way that thou hast not even thought of. All set right. Thine heart to ease this night, and let thy spirit rest in thee, for thou shalt see and go with a new eye and a new walk and a new understanding, and knowing that this time thy God sent thee, and thou shalt see the hand of thy God as thou hast only thought thou would see, saith the Lord.
Well, glory.
For know, my son, that even though I've changed thy life so much, and thou hast walked through so many roads, but know there's great change to come yet.
Oh, hallelujah.
For even that which I have desired and thou hast cried for, shall an understanding come of how to bring it about in the body of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For even as thou dost cry and wondered night to night and wee hours of the morning, God, can this third day thing, how soon, how can I do it? Son, I will show thee day by day and service by service. This shall not be just one strange service, but it shall get stranger, son, as I lead thee in this hour. For an army shall stand and declare that the Christ of Calvary has come, and the Anointed One does stand in the earth, and defeat is all the enemy knows. And I shall even visit more often with thee, saith the Lord. Myself shall come and visit. Hallelujah.
Oh,
my God.
Hallelujah.
For even as thou spoke this day and said that thou had preached things that thou had to come back and preach different, thou shalt begin to preach again things that have been, and thou shalt preach them different again and say, this has been wrong, for thou shalt see, for I shall touch thee again on the shoulder with my hand, and thou shalt see, and many that have run their own way and have looked at thee and said he's made this mistake and that mistake shall look back and say, my God, my God, my God, did you ever see a Christ in a man like that? Saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And thy enemies, thy enemies shall fall at thy feet. And they that have cursed thee shall bless thee.
Amen.
For I'm bringing it to pass, not way out yonder, but shortly it shall begin.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Say the Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Now, the Lord just spoke to me.
Yes, he did.
And every one of you that needs anything from God are going to get it. I want every minister to stand up. I want every elder to stand up. Be quick about it. And come down here to the front. Well, glory to God. Set them up here for me, please. Oh, we gonna need all the room we can get. Now, I want you to back up to them seats. Then I want to row here in front of me. Come on, face one another. Turn around. Back up. Come on, back on up to me. Come on, saints, come on. Praise God. Now I want it to be even. I want it one to face the other. Amen. Move on over this way just a little. And you folk come on this way. Praise the Lord, brother. Let me fix your car. Hallelujah. Now are you in front of somebody?
Yes.
You're perfectly in front of somebody.
Amen.
Well, something wrong here. Fred, you stand in front of glory.
Yes, right.
You in front of brother. All right.
Yes.
Ray, you in front of brother. Greg, you in front. All right. Are we? We got one extra here. Huh? Mark, what are you doing sitting back there? What are you doing sitting back there?
He wanted to go through it.
I know. Now, I want everybody to stand to your feet because we are going to go through this Holy Ghost arch. Now, I want you to stretch your hands and touch one another. Come on, you're going to have to hold them up now. We got an extra, huh? Where's Grace at? Grace. Come here, Grace. Come through this line. You're walking through a Holy Ghost anointing. You're walking through a Holy Ghost anointing. Come on over. Come on over.
Hallelujah.
come on, Drew. Hallelujah. Everybody went through this line. All right. Put your arms back up. Benny, come. All right, come on. All right, Greg, all of them. Abigail, Leonard. Come on back over this way, brethren. We got a log jam. All right, James. I'm going to ask the minister, the elders, to step here a minute. We are going to call Betty and Roche up here. We are going to ordain tonight. Is she in the building? I asked her this morning, I felt that she should have been up here this afternoon. She didn't understand me. I'm hard to understand anyway. Well, glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
The Lord is so great, isn't he? And he is even greater than that. Hallelujah! Now you don't want to miss tomorrow morning service. Because we're going to be dealing with the ministry of the holiest of holies. You and I are going to be surprised what God is going to reveal.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's not you waiting on God. It's God waiting on you.
Amen.
And you need to get a hold of enough of faith to move in it.
Amen.
My Father. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Glory. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Here she comes. Well, glory to God. Did the Bandele Mokosi come around, brethren?
Yes, Father.
We're laying hands upon you to set you aside and ordain, amen, that you would be a teacher of the Word of God. Hallelujah. And don't be fearful of man. Amen.
Yes.
For there's no male nor female in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord our God has decreed that He raise up in this end time individuals that have a revelation of the Word.
Right.
Hallelujah. Now lay hands upon our sister. And we set her apart. Hallelujah. We set her apart. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Confirmation of God, don't you?
Yeah. Tim, come on.
Hallelujah.
For even the Lord thy God doeth set thee aside. For this is an hour that I, the Lord, am choosing and directing individuals in a way that they have never been directed. You shall see even a change. In thine own home and in thy own teaching, ye shall have a word fresh from the altar.
Yes.
And the Lord thy God shall give thee an inspiration that thou shalt know the truth even behind the word. Ye will know even and discern the word of the Lord as it doeth come forth. For thou hast been set aside for this purpose, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. You ministered to me in Huntsville.
Yes.
I would like the body here to lay hands on me and to complete the ordination. That you gave me the paper for today. But
yeah.
I want the blessings.
Amen.
Oh, just a minute.
Let's finish this.
We got a word. Get the mic over there if you got a word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We will just as soon as we finish here.
And Lord.
Let's give her the word. No. This. Did you have a word? No.
And even the Lord this night has set His hand on thee, and shall do that which was spoken, but He shall even continue what He had started many moons ago.
Woo.
Because thou hast been one that has been set on the wall as a prayer warrior, one that has been shown in times past the needs, and thou hast gone and there has been in the background and nobody's known. the times that they have prayed and God has spared and even intervened with His angel. I shall not take that away because of this ministry, but I shall even add on to that and even reveal myself in a greater
way. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And yea, daughter, I have even seen thy yearning and thy hunger in thine heart in the nights that thou hast spent before me burning the midnight oil. And even as Mary hath chosen that better part, daughter, so hast thou. And I shall reveal myself unto thee in a way that thou hast never known, saith thy God.
And in the times when you think you don't have a word to say, you open your mouth, and the words will be placed in there. The Lord is taking away the sting of accusation. The words where people have accused and have the backbiters and people have said, this is not true and have come up against you. The Lord is taking that away from you right now. And the Lord is calling you that as you teach those who have clamored their ears and placed things plugged in their ears, the Holy Spirit will take those out.
Hallelujah.
Will unplug of even the ones who refuse to hear, the Holy Spirit will cause them to hear the truth, the piercing word of God that comes from your lips. Because it is a spirit word. That you're opening your mouth and your tongue will speak a spirit word of creation, a word of newness, a word of life, and the accusers will be no more. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And thou shalt be careful, daughter, where thou doest go and who thou doest hear. For the Lord thy God desires that you would sift the word.
Yes, amen.
Try the word. And know of a surety that it is spirit and not flesh,
yes,
saith the Lord. Any others? All right.
I just hear one thing for.
Okay.
I just hear some giftings. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge that you shall move in. The Lord shall equip you and gift you. And He will make a way for you. You shall not have to blow your own horn,
nor
force anything. The Lord shall show you the door, and when He opens a door, no man can shut.
Hallelujah.
And when He closes a door,
Hallelujah.
No man can open.
Hallelujah.
So you shall walk in that fearlessly, and you shall delight in the Lord and make Him your total confidence.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All righty, just step right back and minister with us to this other sister. Brethren, lay your hand. Sisters, lay your hand upon her. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Brother McGarry, I think we misunderstood you this morning. When you left, there was three people, I believe, that really didn't get maybe ministered to for you. Andrew and Ray and Dennis, and then there's another. I think there may have been a little dismay there. I don't think we understood.
Okay.
So I don't know. I just tell you that.
All right. We got one more here, and then we'll deal with that.
Yea, thou hast been anointed. I have moved through thee many times. But know this, in the future, in ways where you have moved in the past, there will be an extension and expansion. many hearts where there's much friction from misunderstandings and partial understandings. Thou shalt be raised up and used to sow and to bring forth and to connect so that life will flow in the lives of many. Even many healings, even many restorations shall come as the Holy Spirit flows through thee and as He quickens the words to thee. Even at that time shall be an opening of hearts and ears that shall hear and shall be ministered and quickened by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Good word.
For the word of the Lord shall flow from you, and it'll be a word of truth. It will not be tainted with opinions. It will not be tainted with tradition. But it'll be a word of truth. And you'll have to open up your mind to hear this truth and allow the Spirit of God just to flow out of you. And not according to what you think.
Amen.
But according to what He says. Hallelujah.
For the Master said, my hour is not yet come, but thine hour hath come this night. Years have come and years have gone. But now, saith the Lord, an impartation of the Christ brings such an increase of the Christ this night that thou shalt rise above where thou wast. Thou shalt rise above that which has held thee down. And thy mind shall no longer destroy thee, but the mind of the Christ shall lift thee up, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God.
Glory to God.
For even thy health, daughter, shall improve.
Oh, man.
For even as thy enemies has come against thee, so shall thou raise a standard before
him. Glory.
And how to raise the standard before him is every time that you acknowledge the presence of the Lord, the enemy has to go.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, glory. Yes, glory. Glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word.
Brother.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Lay hands on this, brother.
Glory,
glory,
glory.
Praise God.
With
the
song of your word tonight.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise your name.
We set thee aside, brother, and lay hands upon you this night, a presbytery that is full of the Holy Spirit and that would give you divine direction. And this know, that thou shalt be one that would proclaim the word of the Lord, uncompromising, unafraid. Thou shalt stand with the fearlessness of the Spirit of the Lord, and when thou doest speak, devils will tremble, and you shall know that you are not representing flesh, but you are representing the Lord God. We seal this in the name of the Lord.
For son, you ask for confirmation this day. And no man can speak confirmation, but thus saith the Lord.
The Lord spoke into your heart and confirmed His word in you. Yeah. Always wait on my word. Never hear a man's word, but wait on thus saith the Lord, and you will walk a path that I have called you out in. Thus saith my your Father this night. Hallelujah.
Well, there's a light that is coming on within you. And this light is going to arise. And the power of God is going to show forth out of you. As you speak His word, others will understand this is the Lord that's speaking. And this light will shine and continue to shine as you give yourself to me and to my word and understanding what I'm saying, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Tonight the Lord has opened a portal into the supernatural for you.
Oh, praise God.
And you will gaze upon things that no one else has seen. And the Holy Spirit will communicate to you as a man to man, as a friend. The Holy Spirit will open His heart to you, pour His life into you, and miracles will flow from your hands as you touch those you see, and even your shadow, even the footsteps where people walk once you have walked. The miracles of God will flow from your life. The Lord would just say to open your eyes that you would see that which is invisible, that you would not see that which is natural, but that the Lord would anoint your eyes that you would see as He sees. Hallelujah. That you would see that through that portal into the supernatural and not just the natural, but that the Spirit of God would guide you. The Spirit of God would guide your hands and your feet. That miracles would follow.
Hallelujah. And yea, Son, thy paths have been marked out before the foundation of the world. Say not in thine heart, Father, I want to please you, but is this the way that I go? How couldst thou make a mistake when I would say unto thee that thou art as my servant David, a man after mine own heart? For know of a surety, Son, that this timid spirit which is in you is for a tender heart, but I shall give thee a boldness that shall say, thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah! And I shall see the desires of thine heart as I see them now, and I shall speak to thee in the midnight hour of the things which thou art instructed to do, even as thou dost set thine heart towards me and thy face towards me. I will direct thee, and another shall not lead thee any more, saith thy God. But my Spirit shall lead thee forth tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My brother, it is for such a time as this that you're here. And you're this day, even a faith change is taking place because you're moving from faith to faith. And from this day forward, your faith will no longer be based upon what you've heard. And it even won't be based upon prayer, but based totally upon the Word of God. And as you read and study, the Word shall be revealed to you in a way that you've never seen it before. And as you see it, this new faith that's even being birthed this hour will take place, and you'll move and act upon that Word accordingly. Thus saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For Son, the curse that has been in thy mind is rolled away this hour.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
And the blessings of the Lord. For the curse has only been in thy mind.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Has not been in thy life.
Yes. Hey. Hey.
Hallelujah.
And thy mind is free tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And no longer shalt thou say that I am one laden down, for thou art not laden down, but thy burden is upon the Lord, saith the Lord, and thou art free.
Amen. Brother, hear this, that the Lord loves you. Seal it in your heart, the Lord loves you. Because still in the ways ahead, you're going to wonder if he does or not. The Lord is going to redirect your steps. He's going to order your steps aright. The steps of a righteous man are ordered to the Lord, and the Lord would say, you are a righteous man by the blood of my Son. I shall redirect your steps and change you, and I shall change your theology. Saith the Lord, I shall give you, take away your theology and give you mine. And you shall be open to me, saith the Lord. You shall be open to change, for where you have not been open in the past, I am putting a word and a spirit in you that shall be flexible. You shall be a new wine skin in my sight. For son, I want to pour in the new wine, the corn, and the oil, and thou shalt be a minister of righteousness in the land. For surely saith God, I have need of thee, and I have need of men like thee. So submit to me, saith God, and let me do my work. Yea, even the baptism of fire shall come upon you in a measure that you've never known, but it shall be a thing of love, son. Know that the Lord loveth thee. The Lord loveth thee. The Lord loveth thee.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
For the Lord would say unto thee, now that I have been in the unction of my spirit, is there anything that thou art afraid of? Why would I fear the face of clay? For no, even in an hour you'll have to stand before the face of clay. And when thou doest, thou shalt look within thyself and remember this night that you don't stand alone. There's many that stand with thee, and the army of God doth go before thee in the natural as well as in the spiritual, saith thy God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We seal the word. We seal the
word.
We seal that word. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
Glory.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give the mic to Paul.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Brother Carlton felt that there was three.
I think there was three. I think Andrew and Ray and Dennis. I think possibly, and I'm open for correction, but I think we may be misunderstood Brother McCurry and did not give a chance for maybe a word to be spoken. He gave his word, but I don't think any words were given, and maybe there were none.
Yeah.
But just wanted to rectify that if we can. So I would ask them to come forward. Anybody that did not, that was in on the tail end, but I know Ray and Andrew, and I know Dennis. Is Dennis? Yeah, he's here.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Come around, brother.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, amen. Now, if anyone has a further word for these brethren, give it.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Andrew, this anointing has already kicked the ant bed in England.
Yes, Lord.
And you're going to have to just walk right in the ant bed. The same thing that Nehemiah was wrought distressed over, that's what's already, it's in motion right now. This presbytery, the anointing has set it in, it's what it means, it's come against it and it's rearing its head. And when you go back and face that, you're going to find a strength you hadn't found. Just, you know, you're able, well able to possess the land.
Amen. Amen.
And when you look in the mirror, you're going to see some of the things that Nehemiah was distressed about. And all you do is turn from. You don't condemn yourself. You'll be changing, just as we heard the apostle is changed. All you do is change. You don't condemn yourself. You don't feel like you've sent anybody up the wrong path. Anybody who's been under your influence, if they're still open, there's no blame. That's on them. It's not on you.
Amen.
So you just take some courage.
Hallelujah. Is there others?
Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah.
I just want to speak that I feel like you're Eleazar, if you remember, one of David's three mighty men, where he stood on that ground, that same ground. Or your brethren, perhaps, who were once your friends and once stood with you, you turned around and nobody was there. But you stood on that same ground, that same plot of land where David, years ago, defeated Goliath. Where you know that there was a victory in the past. Where you know that your God is victorious. Your God rules on that kingdom. He is king on that spot of land. And where the enemy comes in, and where you're going back to, perhaps the enemy's going to rush in. The Holy Spirit is anointing you to be just like Eleazar. You would hold on to that sword. And that you would swing that sword with all of your might. That the Word of God would flow through you and it would become an extension of your very being. That the Word would become flesh in you. That you would stand. And that you would stand. And that you would stand. And they would, even though the enemy keeps coming, you keep swinging and wielding the sword of the Lord. You keep wielding the Word of God, the life of God, and the enemy will fall because of what David.